Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Greg Smith joins us here in a moment to talk about a new survey on African Americans and religion. He's from the Pew Forum. And then Scott Klusendorf will be our guest for the last half hour of the program. We'll conclude our five-part weekly series with him on bad ways to argue about abortion. The last one, disguising your true position by appealing to the hard cases. You know what this sounds like. It sounds like rape and incest and those extreme cases, life of the mother, properly defined. The hard cases, and they often say hard cases make bad law, perhaps also bad arguments too. We'll find out in about 10 minutes here on Issues Etc. Now, earlier today, I had an opportunity to talk with Greg Smith, the research fellow from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. I began by asking him if African Americans differ significantly from the general population on religion.
It does. You know, one of the key findings to emerge from our religious landscape survey last year was that compared with other Western industrialized nations, the United States is really a highly religious country. And what this new analysis shows is that even in a highly religious country like the United States, African Americans in particular stand out for their high levels of religious observance. For instance, we find that about 8 in 10 African Americans tell us that religion is very important in their lives. More than half of African Americans say they attend church at least once a week, and about 3/4 of African Americans say that they pray every day. On each of these measures, African Americans score significantly higher than the U.S. population as a whole.
Talk about religious observance that is usually measured by regular attendance in church that you just mentioned. What are you finding there again?
The same thing. We find that pretty much regardless of which measure of religious observance you look at, and the most typical way that we tend to look at it is by measuring frequency of religious worship attendance and how important people say religion is in their lives. On all of these measures, African Americans score higher than the general public, but that also extends to some certain measures of religious observance and religious belief outside of these questions that we typically look at. For instance, almost 9 in 10 African Americans say that they believe in God and that they're absolutely certain God exists. More than half of African Americans view the Bible, view the scriptures as the literal word of God, and more than 8 in 10 believe in miracles. And here again, across all these measures, it seems on most of these measures we look at, African Americans express higher levels of religious observance and religious belief.
How are they represented when it comes to the nexus of religion and politics, African Americans?
Well, there's a couple of really interesting findings, I think, in this analysis about how religion relates to politics among the African-American community. On some issues, particularly descriptions of political ideology, that is, whether or not someone calls themselves conservative or moderate or liberal, but also on some social issues, on views of abortion and homosexuality, we see that the same patterns that we observe in the general public are seen among African Americans. And what I mean by that is that just like in the public as a whole, those African Americans who are more religiously observant tend to hold more conservative views on these issues. They're more likely to describe themselves as conservative, more likely to oppose abortion and to oppose homosexuality. However, the difference between African Americans and the general public is that the link between religion and politics is a little bit smaller among the African American community than it is among the general public overall.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that in the general public, highly religious people might be much, much more conservative on these issues than less religious people. Whereas in the African American community, highly religious people are only somewhat more conservative on these issues than less religious African Americans. The other thing that's really interesting is that once you move beyond these social issues and questions about political ideology and get into other topics, perhaps most importantly, party identification, we see that there are very few differences within the African American community. Most African Americans, regardless of their religious affiliation, tell us that they are Democrats or that they lean toward the Democratic Party. Most say that they support increased governmental efforts on behalf of the poor and that they would rather see a larger government providing more services, regardless of their religious background. That's different than we see among the public overall.
Talk about the religious affiliations of African Americans.
Well, African Americans are among the racial and ethnic groups in the United States that are most likely to describe themselves as belonging to one religion or another. Overall, upwards of 9 in 10 African Americans. Almost 9 in 10 African Americans belong to one religious group or another. Most are Protestants. About 3 in 4 are Protestants, and most of them are members of historically black churches. Overall, 6 in 10 African Americans belong to denominations that fall within the historically black church tradition. About 15% of African Americans belong to denominations within the evangelical Protestant tradition. And many fewer belong to mainline churches or to Catholicism. About 12% of African Americans tell us that they are unaffiliated with any particular religion. But very few of these are atheists or agnostics. Most are instead people who simply tell us that they have no particular religion.
In that sense, they are part of what I've observed in the last several years, a fast-growing but still small percentage-wise part of the U.S. population, religious but unaffiliated, kind of none of the above.
That's right. The thing to note about African Americans is that even though many of them, more than 1 in 10, are unaffiliated with any particular religion, and if you were to count that as a religious tradition, then it would be the third largest tradition within the African American community. It's also worth pointing out that compared to the general population, African Americans are actually less likely to be unaffiliated. That is, 12% of African Americans are unaffiliated with a religion compared with 16% among the public overall.
Then talk a bit about African American representation in the Muslim population.
Mm-hmm.
Any data there?
I'm sorry?
Any data there?
Well, we find that that the Muslim population is represented within the African American community. About 1% of African Americans describe themselves as Muslim. That's a little bit higher, but not dramatically so than among the population overall. We do find, if you were to kind of flip the way in which you were looking at it and ask not how many African Americans are Muslim, but how many Muslims are African American, there we find that African Americans make up a significant portion of the Muslim community in the United States. In our survey of Muslims that we conducted in 2007, we found something like 1 in 5 or 1 in 4 Muslims in the United States are African Americans.
Wow. That's very interesting. I think that probably would buck the perception.
It is. That survey was survey of Muslims was very interesting. I think it's fair to say that the key finding to emerge from it is that the Muslim community in the United States, like so many of our religious communities and racial and ethnic communities, is extraordinarily diverse. Many Muslims, about 2/3 in the United States, are immigrants, but many are not. 1/3 were born here, and of those, many of them are African American.
So finally, with about a minute, how would you summarize the findings from the landscape survey regarding the religious affiliation views and kind of the orientation of African Americans?
Well, I think that the two main points to take away are that African Americans, when we think just about religion, African Americans really do tend to stand out from other groups in the population for their high levels of religious commitment and religious observance. That's the first thing I'd take away. The second the second key point I think to take away from this is that even though religion does help to inform and shape African Americans' views on political issues in much the same way that we've seen among the public overall, it's also true that on certain really core important political issues, most obviously partisanship, but also views about the role of government in the economy and in aiding people in need, African Americans really tend to speak with one voice. We don't see the religious divisions within the African American community that we do among the public overall.
Folks, you can find out more about the Landscape Survey and African Americans and religion at issuesetc.org. Click on demand, issuesetc.org. Greg Smith is a research fellow for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. Greg, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
When we come back, we've got the last half hour of the program straight ahead. Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute will be our guest. We're going to be concluding a five-part weekly series we've been doing with him on bad ways to argue about abortion. We've covered the ad hominem argument. We've covered, what's some of the other ones? The one today we're going to be talking about is very common. You may not even recognize it. You might even think it's a legitimate argument. Someone comes up to you and says, when it comes to the issue of abortion, hey, what about rape or incest? Those are hard cases, aren't they? Now, you might say, well, they're rare. But is it a legitimate argument to, in essence, disguise your true position by saying, look, I'm only talking about the hard cases here, the real doozies? And often we concede those, never realizing that the argument set forth really didn't have that much merit to begin with. We'll talk about disguising your true position by appealing to the hard cases with Scott Klusendorf on the other side of the break. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., Dr. Rod Rosenblatt of the White Horse Inn will be our guest. We'll be talking to him about repentance. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc., Wednesday, February the 4th, when we come back, appealing to the hard cases when arguing about abortion. Stay tuned.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
People getting taller? Now, isn't that evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, an Australian best-selling author and lecturer.
Well, it's true, people in some countries are taller than those generations ago, but is this evidence for evolution? Not at all. Look at a study conducted in this area. In 1985, a survey of my countrymen in Australia showed that the average 10-year-old was about 1.5 inches taller than 10-year-olds in 1970, and they found the average 12-year-old girl was about 4 inches taller than her counterpart in 1911. But what do scientists say about this? Well, the major reasons are better nutrition and fewer infectious diseases during childhood. In other words, it's got nothing to do with Darwinian evolution. Now, I've heard some evolutionists say that as man evolved, he became taller. But some of their so-called ape men, which we reject, of course, are 6 feet tall. If people believe God's word that the first man was made from dust, they wouldn't even hold such wrong ideas.
One of the worst ideas to ever devastate Western civilization is Darwinian evolution. Darwin's 200th birthday will be celebrated next month, and we'd like to prepare you to discuss him with friends and family. Today's the last day we're offering our special in-depth issue of Answers Magazine about Darwin. You can get it by calling us toll-free and offer a donation of any size. That number is 888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. issuesetc.org.